Please turn to God's Word in Ephesians chapter 6. This is a great day. And how shall I begin? Let me invite you to go with me to London, to a great railway station called the King's Cross. Some of you have been there. It's a great railway station. And you stand at the platform, you see a dozen lines of rails going straight out, all of them the same direction. Two are side by side. One says Liverpool, the other says Edinburgh. They go straight together. First 100 meters, maybe 200 meters. Then slowly, there is a separation. 5 hours later, if you had been on the train to Liverpool, you'd be to the west. If you had been to the train on the right side, to Edinburgh, you'd be to the north, separated by 500 miles. 5 years ago, True Life Church, Bible Presbyterian, separated from Life Church. Amazing. Both were founded by the same person, Reverend Timothy Toh, my elder brother. I was with him in 1950. What was the significance of the founding of the first Bible Presbyterian Church? I said, dear friends, the Reformation of the 16th century goes on. Today you may not realize it, but there is a great movement of global proportions to suppress and to totally kill off any memory of Reformation. It is a bad word, not to be remembered anymore. You ask me, what was the Reformation? If I can give it to you in just one word, and you will never forget, and you will not be confused, neither will you be deceived. Reformation is nothing more and nothing less than return to the Bible, the Word of God. For if Martin Luther, John Calvin, and others of the great Reformation faith had not the Word of God and returned to the serious study and obedience to the Word of God, there would never have been Reformation. Today the two trains are together. Down the road there will be a great separation. 5 years ago there was a disagreement. My brother in his own session found opposition. The Word of God is not perfect, not completely preserved. That argument went on for months and months and months until he could not take it anymore. He says, argument is of no purpose. I say, dear friends, today, argument is of no purpose. We are not here to argue. We are here to remember that God was good. As he raised a man in 1950, he raised the same man in 2003. Must get my dates correct, you know. So many years, so many days to remember, but 2003, a new star began to shine. A new church took shape. Now, was it of God? I give you one evidence how God blessed it to put his seal of approval. Now, when you separate from the church, it's painful, it's difficult. Where can you find a place to meet? We had no money. To think of a property is anything $5 to $10 million. My brother came to this place. Amazing, this auditorium was just renovated. Available. Can we have it? By all means, it's yours. When he concluded the deal, no sooner had he concluded the deal, another group came in. Can we have it? Very sorry. True Life Bible Presbyterian Church has it. Dear friends, fact is stranger than fiction. You cannot find this place again. And it is so near to Old Life Church. So easy to find. Everybody knows RELC. Next to Shangri-La, the most famous hotel. One of the top 10 in the world, you know Shangri-La? Amazing. So it is so easy to come here, so beautiful to come. Today, when we want to remember the event of 5 years ago. Were you here that day? Most of you were. Some of you have joined us afterwards. But I say we have a great work to do. Reformation goes on. Even though the forces of the counter or the anti-reformation is very strong, is global. But dear friends, our Lord is supreme. King of kings, Lord of lords, the one, the only one who went through the jaws of death, came back victorious. And it says, in me, you have the victory. I say, dear friends, in Jesus only, you have the victory. You have the assurance of life after this earth is over. You have the assurance that when he comes, which is an event very soon to happen, you will be very glad he came for you. Now we have a message. While you came in, I hope you have received this. Now you say, what is this for? The artist who drew this was committed to the earth 5 days ago. He happens to be the brother of many of you here. His name is To Xiang Ling. Right. Now, why do I give this out to, if you have not received, have you all received this? Yes or no? No, no. Alright. Please, when you go out, I brought 300. If you do not receive it, I will send you some more next week. Now, you say, what do you give this out for? If you examine this, it is drawn by the hand of my cousin, Xiang Ling, at 83 years old, with nothing but a pen in hand, and he says, I was almost blind. I say, why do you give this out? To remind you. He asked me 3 times, True Life Church, have you got a building fund to rebuild? 3 times. His heart is with this church. His brothers and sisters are all in our midst. So I say this to encourage you. Even though he could not attend because he was stricken with cancer, all his last days was drawing for the Lord. You say, oh, what's so wonderful about drawing? Let me tell you this, dear friends. You try and draw 1/10 of this. Nothing but a pen. No instruments, nothing else. Paper and one hand with a pen. Without correction, without any kind of erasing. Perfect every stroke. In 1938, I was in school with him. He was the first prize winner of all the art competition in the whole of Singapore among schoolboys. That is the... So take this, keep it in your Bible. It says, our Lord Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And therefore, he was his shepherd looking forward daily as he suffered the last pains of cancer. He left this. Please, use it to encourage yourself. Whenever you turn your Bible, you have a bookmark, a beautiful bookmark of one who loved the Lord, loved this church. Now, Ephesians chapter 6, for our mutual encouragement. Time is running on, but today is a special day. The Apostle Paul writes to you and to me, if you are a believer, this is for you. And this message has a strong requirement of you. Why? Answer, because you as a Christian have been bought with a price. God the Father chose you. God the Son bought you, paid the price for you. If you are not a believer, you are still in need of salvation. And I say, those of you who are believers, tell those who are not yet in the kingdom, in the family, be saved. Only Jesus saves. And so to the rest of us here, there is work to be done. How have you been serving the Lord in these 5 years? Ask yourself. Verse 10 says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. I say this to all of us here. Don't be a half past six Christian, just muddling along, hoping for the best, doing nothing for the Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of Christian are you? The Apostle Paul says, finally, I've told you so many times. Now I tell you the last time, be strong in the Lord because you are special. God chose you out of the millions on planet earth. Put his seal on you. Jesus Christ came to you and purchased you with a price of blood, his own blood, paid down payment, that you may be released, free from the hold of Satan. Now you are admitted, adopted. These are the words that the Bible uses, adopted. How wonderful. Do you know you are adopted? Oh yes. There is only one only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. All the rest of us are adopted. You say that's second class. I say that's first class. So many people cannot have a child nowadays, and they adopt. And you know how precious the adopted child is. So precious. Even much more precious than the one you gave birth to naturally. By amazing, glorious, divine action, you and I, who believe, are adopted into the family of Jesus Christ. Be thankful, therefore, and be strong. God works through you and through me by prayer and the Holy Spirit. Today it is the Holy Spirit that moves you to come here. And if you will receive the message and go out and be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, be strong. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God. Amazing. God who calls also provides. He doesn't say, come, fight my battle and go on empty-handed. Amazing God. He gives us an armor that fits every part of your anatomy. You follow, you're going to discover amazing promises here. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Remember, we live in a very hostile world. The world is not your friend. If you think the world is your friend and goes out and make friends with the world, what does God's word say? You are an enemy of God. Don't, please, love not the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you, and you cannot serve him effectively. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for all that is in the world is not of the Father, but of the world, and of the prince of the world, the god of the world, is Satan. So be careful, dear friends, if you tend to be worldly and thinking all the time of the money and pomp and style and fashion of the world, watch out. Be strong in the Lord. Stop going into the world. Singapore is developing rapidly into the world system. More and more is coming into Singapore. The emphasis is on the world all the time. The world is not your friend. No. Verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers. What do you mean by this? The existing world system. Principalities. They are not for you. They work against your spiritual welfare. They work against your ultimate goal of heaven. They cause you to forget about heaven and only look at the visible world. In Sentosa, in the Orchard Road, in all these places, you go there and you get captivated. You forget about God. Please don't. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Continuing to read, the rulers of the darkness of the world, yes, very bright at night, you say. So good to be in those places. But it is spiritual darkness, full of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's the way people want to live today. Be part of it. I say, dear friends, please, wake up. The Lord is coming. And the Lord will judge all those who make friends and go into the world and become part of the world system. You watch out, dear friends. Please do not. If you call yourself a Christian, stop it. God has called you for a purpose. That purpose is to fight His battles in your own area, wherever you are. Tonight, now, most of you have received this, have you? Or you have also not received? Alright. Please look. Tonight we begin a 2-month series, 9 messages, all on the Reformation. The Reformation is no more and no less than God working again after the apostles had left and the church had been subverted by the God of this world. It is a return to the God of our salvation. That is the Reformation. Please, I want to remember my brother. He left Life Church with one good saying. Those of you who came from Life Church will remember. He says what? Do something good for Jesus every day, right? Are you doing? At least if you are not doing every day, I say start off with every week once. Take this with you, study it. We are going to talk about this tonight. And I might inform you that I took hours to draw up this chart yesterday. As I thought of coming here, I said, what shall I speak at True Life Church? I said, this is a good message. No, I'm not preaching this to you now, but tonight. So that you understand, what is Reformation? It is nothing more than back to the Bible, back to the faith, back to serving and worshipping the one true living God in the Bible way. Not in today's fashion. Charismatic style, contemporary style. A lot of pollution and perversion of the Word of God today goes on in the church. Remember my analogy of the 2 trains. Both are running together. Watch out what happens in Life Church, I do not know. But it does not show today. Down the way, when you are 200 miles away, the lines are already separated. 5 hours later, they're 500 miles apart. Reformation says, don't deviate. Back to the Bible. Stay there. Do something good for Jesus every day. Take this, study it for Jesus. Then come tonight, 6 o'clock. We have place for 1,200 people. Even if all of you come, we can put more still seats available. You say, oh yeah, so tired, Sunday evening. I paid my courtesy call in the morning already. I say, dear friends, God is not interested in your courtesy call. It is not a courtesy call. We come here because we belong to Him. We come here because He has died for us, given us hope, and given us a commission. Go for me. Jesus depends on you and me. He does not come down to earth to walk the streets of Jerusalem anymore, but you and I are his hands and feet and his mouthpiece. Go and tell. Study this. Come tonight. Don't say, well, I'm tired. I have received over 80 testimonies from those who attend Sunset Gospel Bible Fellowship. And they say, we used to think the same. After morning service, what to do? Go home, eat, sleep, and rot. I said, that's right. This is a testimony I received. Now, after Sunset Gospel meeting, I'm refreshed in the spirit, in the body, to know that I've served the living God in the way He wants me to serve Him. Take this, study it, and God willing, I'll see you there tonight, 6 o'clock. Now, verse 13. Whereunto take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. The evil day is not far away. Are you able to stand? I say, there is nothing that can enable you to stand except the Word of God and the armor of God. And here it is. What are the pieces of the armor? Do you have them? 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. God gives you His righteousness, which is like a breastplate here, over your chest, protecting what? Your vital organs. The most vital is the heart here in the chest. And God gives you righteousness. Do you have it? When you came to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He gave you a robe of righteousness to shield you. But you must come by faith, believing all that the Word of God teaches you. That is the righteousness of God given to you to protect you from all the harm that may come to you. Have your loin girt. In other words, you must prepare for action. Your pants must be bound tight on you because there's action. You got to move. You got to move fast and move very actively. Therefore, be ready. Are you ready, dear friends? I cannot do all the work. I can do my part. You cannot do all the work. You can do your part. Are you doing your part? Verse 15. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Wonderful. You know, Jesus said to the disciples, go into all the world with the gospel and tell the people. And that gospel is like shoes. Put on those shoes. They are the God-given shoes of the gospel. Go and tell. When He enables you, you do things you never knew you could do. In 1986, one Cantonese-speaking man came up to me. I thought, what's the matter? He says, "The Wee Sang, Cantonese. He doesn't understand English." And he told me I couldn't understand, of course. "When I go to Perth, will you come and start a church in my house?" What did I say? I didn't say, "Hey, wait, I go home and pray." On the spot, I say, "Yes, if you can go to Perth, you don't even understand English, and tell me to come to your house to start a church, yes." Because that is how we can serve the Lord. Today, the church there is 300 strong. Just because one non-English speaking believer said, "Come, you come." God can do great things through you. Gospel shoes of faith. Go and do. And God will prosper and bless you. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith. You know what is a shield? A shield you hold here in your forearm. And wherever the darts come, you can move. It's a mobile protector. Do you have that shield? Read on. The shield of faith. Faith is believing that God can save you and protect you under any circumstance. And then you go on with that as a shield, protecting you. How wonderful. Do you have that faith? What is faith? Faith is simply believing what God says. And don't question. And just go in faith. Don't bargain, don't argue. When God says so, it is so. Verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Wonderful. Dear friends, how can you be strong in the Lord? You need to feed yourself on the Word of God. And the Word of God is a multi-purpose weapon. It is food. to strengthen you. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, you drink in the word of God and you grow strong. At the same time, you can take the word of God like a double-edged sword and you can fend off the evil one. Do you have that sword of the Spirit? Answer is, of course. All of us have King James Bible. Now I come back to the crux of the problem. Why did we leave Life Church? Because of this. You say, but they are still using the King James Bible. And we also use. What's the difference? There is a difference. Down the line, wait until you see the two trains. One will land up Liverpool, the other in Edinburgh. Time will tell. Today, I do not know. But there are already alignment with those who want to use New King James. The most evil Bible I can find today is the New King James. The deception is so great. Don't be shocked, please. Some of you are thinking, wonderful, I got a New King James. It must be like King James. Therein is the deception. So, dear friends, let's read on. Do you have the sword of the Spirit, the faith, and the word of God in you, praying always? 18, verse 18 is the concluding verse. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Pray without ceasing. Never stop praying under any circumstance. Indeed, with any problem, first thing and first thought, pray. Tell the Lord, we on earth are His oracles, are His servants, are His messengers. We are representatives of the Most High God. And how do you keep up the operation on earth? How? You send your field troops, go into the field. How do you keep in touch with them? Answer, walkie-talkie. Prayer is like the walkie-talkie. You've got to keep in touch with God. He has got precious, important marching orders for you every day, every step of the day. And He is waiting for you to receive those orders. Do you pray? How did you pray this morning? Let me ask you this very pertinent and frank question. How did you pray this morning? How do you pray every day? I was so shocked when my members, 25, 30 years ago when I started the church, I gave them a questionnaire about their prayer life. So many of them put there, I pray when there's problem. I said, dear friends, the three-year-old child wakes up in the morning, first thing is, Father. Yeah, true. So Jesus says, except you be converted and become a child and look for your father the whole time, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I say, dear friends, there are so many opportunities for us to pray and to pray earnestly and to pray sincerely from our hearts every morning, every day, noon, night, anytime, every time, every circumstance. Speak a word to the Lord. Tell Him from your heart. But we must have that formal appointment with God every day. I have a place, I have a time, I will be there because I know my Lord is there. You pray, do you? Do you try it and see how God is not going to change your whole life and make you effective? Be strong in the Lord. How do you be strong? You have all the pieces of armor, but you must pray because that gives you the know-how to use and to be active and to be fearless. Prayer is the key to your effectiveness. Don't say, well, I'm so busy, I got so much work, I no time for prayer. Let me tell you this, dear friends. Prayer is work. You say, you got so much work, put down there one item. First item of work is prayer. You pray to the Lord and see how He's going to change your whole life and your whole service for Him. So we conclude. First verse and last verse, then you get the whole message in a nutshell. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance. Perseverance, perseverance. Don't stop. Don't give up, dear friends. And supplication for all saints. Amen. God bless us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, pour down the riches of Thy grace and the working of the Holy Spirit in every humble, ready, open, prepared heart, that our lives may be changed for the better, changed for the good, changed for thy purpose, for thy use. Lord, raise up from among this congregation, among those from True Life, among those from our brethren churches. Lord, save them, turn them to thyself, use them in a great and mighty way, that we may begin the sixth year of service in this church to the glory of thy name. I pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.